It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nick Wilson, Jason Stanford back on Afternoon Drive. I believe it was that guy in Cleveland who said that the Browns are in a do-or-die situation here on Sunday, saying if this is this game with Washington isn't won, there's more likely than not that a deep run won't be happening. It's put-up or shut-up time. Real quick before we get into what we're going to talk about, I think we've already exhausted the different iterations, the superlatives that we put on games. We've had must wins. I had confirm or negate. Like, we've started to come up with new ways to talk about games, because every single game you're like, if they don't do this, I don't know where the hell this is going.
Well, when you look at it now, we're listening do or die. And I wouldn't put it as a do or die game just yet. Now, they lose this game next weekend, 100% against the Eagles, do or die. You don't want to go at that point 1-5. That's a struggle to climb, and that is a mountain that you won't get up.
So with that, again, we'll get back to what superlative we should throw in this game with Ross coming up in about 20 minutes. And really, what did he take away from the Raiders game? He was in the booth with Jay Feely and Beth Moens and had some good stuff on it, although didn't say my name. You, though, I'm so proud. Like, anytime somebody tells me, everybody knows I like food. That's you know, you see me. That's not, you've seen the new picture they put up on the Odyssey app. Thank you, by the way, to everybody involved in making me look as fat as humanly possible.
We'll protect your cholesterol.
I look like the most bloated lobster because I'm wearing like an orange shirt too, like a almost a salmon color. And I looked as if you merged all the salmon in the world into a human mold. So thank you again for whoever decided, let's get new pictures for the show. Very much appreciated that. It's not their fault. I'm the fat one. That being said, I do love to barbecue. I love to grill. I love to smoke. And you told me you just got a Traeger. You just got a grill here. And now you're starting to work on it. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy. I'm like a nervous dad.
I'm a proud papa.
No, I was just going to say thank you, Dad, for being so proud of me.
You're
right,
welcome,
now.
Son.
So my girlfriend, Vanessa, you know, another Vanessa, she was able to, for Father's Day, get me a Traeger. And I serviced it. I got it all ready. I was excited. And then it just kept the cover on for, you know, from June until now.
Were you a little intimidated?
I'm going to say yes, very much so. I love to cook, and I love to grill out. I love to be outside. So having this Traeger now and trying to read up on it, I am a student of the game. Mm-hmm. I need to read. I need to make sure I know what I'm doing. Well, I didn't read up on this one. I just kind of went all in and said, okay, what are we doing? So my kids are over. We're grilling out. We're going to make hamburgers. And if anybody ever wants a real hamburger, not this artificial stuff, come into my house. I'll make you guys a great hamburger. I promise you there. You'll never have a better one, okay?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. That's fine. Yeah. All right. Deal.
Yeah. And by Tuesday, I mean literally any day. I'll just show up at your house.
Perfect.
And be like, you got any of them burgers?
We always keep them on stock.
Nice.
So I put it in the Traeger. We leave it go. I look at it constantly. I'm like, this isn't looking like a real burger. I'm getting nervous. I'm like, okay, did I put the temperature up right? Are the pellets, you know, are they coming out the right way? Is the smoke doing what it's supposed to do? So I put the internal temp in, and it shows that, okay, hey, it's ready. Mm-hmm. So I take them off. I want it grilled, though. So I go and I put it on my grill inside, and we fire it up. My kids eat it. They're like, Dad, this was the best hamburger we've ever had in our life. I'm like, of course, it's your dad.
Yeah.
You know, and then Vanessa goes, Jay, this is better than one you made me last time.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, I just scored 4 points right there.
Yeah.
I was like, this is unreal. But here's the best kicker now. So we do that. Last night, Vanessa and I have steaks. Mm-hmm. We use the Traeger. Well, I leave. I go take my son to get his haircut. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, boy, I forgot that I left the Traeger on. And it's cooking and it's grilling. Vanessa calls me. She's like, hey, hon, you know, what should I be doing here? I'm like, turn that temp up. If it's not cooking, turn it up. Just let's go for it. I get home. It's like 8:30, 8:45. We fried those things. I mean, they looked crispy as crisp. I take them off. We cut through it. It melts, though. I'm like, wait a minute. I go, it looks toasted, though. Oh, my God. Nick, it was unbelievable.
So the funny thing is now what's going to start to happen is, you know, the old question we used to have all the time is, what do we want for dinner? Now it is, how, like, I immediately go to, how am I going to do it? Because grill, smoke, I got a cast iron skillet.
Oh.
I've got, I'm actually going to be buying a sous vide, which if you haven't had is freaking fantastic way to cook steaks. And so now the problem is you do start to feel the pressure because at first when you hear this is the best burger I've ever had, it's the best steak. You're like, damn right it is.
Right?
Who did that? Nicky Dubs did. Jason did. But the problem is then you get to a point where you're like, the bar has changed. Like, it used to be when Ness and I first got together, it was, hey, you didn't burn this. Really good job out of you. Now, it is like, she tells the girls, he's the better cook. And I'm like, you realize how much pressure that is? And she's not thinking that way. She's just saying it in earnest, and I appreciate the compliment. But yeah, so like every once in a while, like I had something with my kids 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. On it was, okay, it wasn't in, you could eat it. But it wasn't good. It wasn't good. And Ness is so nice that she couldn't just tell me it's a no for me, dog. So we had to bring in the youngest child. And the youngest child was like, it's not bad, but it's not good.
Oh, man.
And we're just like, I guess we're going to get fast food tonight. But so like, but yes, I will say, once you get really good at it, like we start doing a pork butt here. Maybe you start, you know, you've got a Traeger. They have the internal temperature set.
Yes.
So you're good to start even with briskets. It is the most finicky one. But the problem is, once you get a couple that are out of this world, you do notice and be like, yeah, it's good.
Well,
you start to notice when the compliment is, yes, it's pretty good. Because it's better than anything else anybody's cooking, but it's not as good as you've cooked before, and it becomes a slippery slope.
Well, so here's the scary part, too. So last night, like I said, the bottom portion was cooked, right? It was grilled. We like our steaks. She likes it medium rare. And I'm about a medium rare plus. I mean, she loves to eat the right, you know, type of temperature meat. And so I look at it, and she goes, Jay, we went to Texas Roadhouse. And she goes, that was garbage. What we had tonight, this is outstanding. I'm like, even with the way it looks, she's like, yeah, this is great. And like you said, the point is now that bar and that standard is so high that I'm going to have to come out with a walk-up song.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the way I'm going to have to look at it.
Yeah, I like the idea that, and listen.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's cute if you have like a popular song. This song is in my head because Keith and you and I were talking about this. Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Like,
ooh,
what are
boy.
We doing? But you better make sure, this is the other thing, only when you know it's good.
Yes.
Like, because that way it informs expectations. If there's no walk-up song, and you know what, you're just going to eat this and it's going to be good, but it's not going to be the best thing you ever had. If Dad puts on the walk-up song, everybody clear out.
Well,
bleep just got real.
If I'm putting my, you know, walk-out song when I played, It was Black Betty Ram Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Like, yeah. It just gets me fired up. I listen to it on the golf course, and I just hit far shots. Otherwise, that's like once every, like, 18 holes.
So I will tell you, my favorite thing of what you said is the first couple times when you have your smoker, the pressure you put on yourself,
right.
Like, it is the easiest thing in the world. If you have a pellet smoker, much so, like, if you've ever had an offset smoker, I had one for a long time, and trying to get the temperature right, it's like a very scientific, you gotta, all right, well, this nodule needs to be here, all right, this stove needs to be here, it's a lot, and that is intimidating. But it's so funny that, like, an actual pellet, which it's, okay, it's plugged in, you turn it on, and now it's, all right, don't burn it. Like, it really, or don't let it dry out. Like, that's the two things you have to avoid. And, but now you're going to get to a point where it's not just about, like, you're, because your family, and family's always pretty honest with each other. But when the pressure now comes, once you get used to it, when they're like, when you come over, he's going to make you a pork butt. You're going to have some pulled pork here. And it's like, no, let's tell him it's the worst thing you've ever eaten. Like set the expectations lower here, because it's almost like when you introduce somebody to your favorite movie, and then you like watch them to see if they're enjoying it, because it like matters. Like your review, if you negate my review of this movie, I don't know we can be friends. Same damn thing happens with something you pull off the smoker or something off the grill, because you're like, man, if they hate this, I don't think I can be friends with them anymore.
I just want to stay in the minor leagues. I don't want to go to the big leagues. I don't want to go to the NFL just yet. I want to stay in the minor leagues and just keep learning, right? Just keep getting that constant understanding of what you're supposed to do.
My challenge for you next, because I'm like, again, like I'm a proud papa. Pork butt. I'm telling you. One, you'll cook enough food for your whole family for the next week. You get a 10-pound pork butt, and you are good. You just have to now decide how you're going to repurpose it. Two, there are, like, burgers and steaks you feel good about, but, like, you know how to grill them on a normal grill, right? Right.
Yep.
But when you get to something that you're like, this is the best way to cook it, and now I got to make sure that's when you start. That's where the confidence is going to come in. I'm saying it right now, and I want pictures too.
All right, that's fair. Yeah. We'll get it all for
video,
you.
Video, pictures, pics that never happened, that kind of thing. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, Jason is new to smoking meat. What should be the next thing that Jason smokes on his new grill? Let us know on that one. We'll ask that of Ross Tucker. He's a foodie as well.
Okay.
And after we shame him, next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.